When Space Shuttle Discovery blasts off for the International Space Station, a bit of history will be made, because Shuttle Commander Mark Kelly is the first astronaut to be married to a member of Congress. His wife is Southern Arizona's Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. But even before Kelly and Giffords were married, he was already in the NASA history books, because his twin brother Scott is also a shuttle commander, making them the first relatives to be in the astronaut corps. And even though they are both veteran space flyers, Scott Kelly admits he's envious of his brother.
There's also a little bit of jealousy involved. Oh, I wish it was me launching on Saturday instead of him.
Scott says as kids growing up in West Orange, New Jersey, the two Kelly boys were like so many other children, not really planning on being astronauts.
We were like a lot of kids are, and always kind of thinking of new and interesting things to do, and being an astronaut was just one of them. And it wasn't until later we were both test pilots in the Navy that it really seemed something that was within our grasp. But as kids, we wanted to do this just like we wanted to be, playing baseball for the Mets or race car driver or doctor, things like that.
When people watch the shuttle launch, so often they're at the very least figuratively holding their breath. Of course, in the Kelly family, it may be a bit tougher on the parents since two of their sons are astronauts.
In some ways, that means it's for them twice the stress, twice the number of launches to go to. This will be their fifth and not their last, I'm sure.
If the shuttle launches on schedule on Saturday, it will be a bit more exciting for the Kelly family because it is Scott and Mark's father's 68th birthday. But having two space experts in the family can also help calm some nerves.
With me working in the space program and as an astronaut, I can more easily answer their questions, and I'm more accessible, perhaps, giving them the right information if they have a question or a concern. For me personally, I'm a little bit more butterflies when I'm watching Mark launch than when I'm sitting in a rocket myself, because when you're there, you're pretty much focused on the task at hand and don't really have time to worry about potential things that could go wrong.
Scott and Mark are identical twins, one with a mustache and one without. So it leads one to wonder, if Scott's really jealous of his brother's mission, why not just switch places?
Well, it's certainly something we joke about, but the reality of it is these flights are so unique and so complicated that even though I flew this past August, it would be very, very obvious to the most casual observer, I think, that someone had replaced him at the last minute based on, our performance and our ability to do the job. I think the control center and the crew members would know just based on our performance that it wasn't the right guy.
Scott will get his chance to go back into space. He's slated to blast off from Russia in 2010 to be a long-term resident on the International Space Station. And he says Mark is hoping to get another ride on the shuttle before that program is mothballed in another 2 years. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.